Dr. Saber, tending office note on patient Rachel Schiff, S-A-C-H-I-F-F, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, date of birth 10-2-1991, date of service 4-18-2024. Preparing of the patient is 32-year-old female with history of low function autism and ADHD, currently living in a group home. Also history of chronic kidney disease stage 3 for the last 10 years, secondary to reflux from childhood. She has been followed by Dr. Rahman, appeared today. She was brought to my office for a second opinion and for continued renal follow-up and other medical care. Also, she has history of hypertension, period. Past surgical history includes bladder surgery, preparagraph, allergies, non-drug allergy, preparagraph, social history. She patient lives in a group home. No smoking, no alcohol, no drug use, period, paragraph, family history. Positive for kidney disease. Father has diabetes type 1, mother has celiac disease, period. Review of systems, patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea or abdominal pain reported, no urinary symptomatology, no leg swelling, or other systems reviewed are negative. Please add also there are some skin bruises that have been reported by caregiver, period. On physical exam, HNT, pupils around the acetylite, pale, conjunctiva, non-enteric, sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular insufficiency bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, period, no neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, rhythm, rhythm, normal sinus 2, normal return, no friction, per lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or with the abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gargic rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, there's no extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam. There is some ecchymotic lesion left upper extremity noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Current medications include irbesartan, vitamin C, atenolol, B complex, spectramate multivitamin, carbicolin, vitamin D3, citalopram. Hormonal replacement therapy, levothyroxine, omega-3, period, paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. And this is from March 26th. Herb UN is 22, creatinine 2.08, estimated GFR is 32, milliliter per minute, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 21, her globulin is 4.2, the albumin of 3.8, magnesium 1.7, phosphorus 4.1, uric acid 6.1, protein to creatinine ratio is 1355 milligram per gram of creatinine. White count is 2.9, hemoglobin 7.12, MCV 102.3, and platelet count of 31. Normal differential, urine acid shows 1 plus occult blood, 2 plus protein, trace leukocyte esterase, 6 to 10 WBCs, period, paragraph. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 4.7. Vitamin D level was 97. Peripheral smear shows neutropenia, macrocytic anemia. Platelets are decreased. Her erythropoietin level was elevated appropriately at 85.1. B12 was 387. Her iron stores were normal. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, pancytopenia with macrocytosis on peripheral smear is reviewed. The patient has borderline vitamin D, B12. She needs vitamin B12. We are going to supplement. Also, she is taking irbesartan, which can cause pancytopenia. In rare cases, we are going to discontinue irbesartan, monitor her blood pressure, recheck her labs in around 1 month. Patient is scheduled to have a bone marrow biopsy. That should continue and proceed to see whether we can have more information. Period. Regarding the need for blood transfusion, at this time patient is asymptomatic. I would think we can hold off blood transfusion. If a blood transfusion is needed, we'll write her a directed blood transfusion to avoid any spike-containing blood product. Period. Next diagnosis, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Apparently has been stable to continue to monitor. We're going to do a full panel again in 1 month. Next, hypertension on the hypotensive side. Irbesartan will be held. We are going to monitor blood pressure and act accordingly. Next, low-functioning autism. Next, ADHD. Period, paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 1 month for further recommendations and report. Thanks.